I'm Anthony McCall, and the piece that I have in the exhibition is called You and I Horizontal. It was made in 2005. It was part of a series that I began in 1973 with a film called Line Describing a Cone. What we have really is very simple. Projected onto the wall is a very simple line drawing, white lines on a black background. If you watch this very carefully, you'll see that it's moving. It's moving very slowly, and at first sight you may not notice that it's changing. Now, like any cinematic object, it's projected across a room with a video projector. And of course the beam of a video projector is usually completely invisible. However, there's something in my installation is different, which is that you'll see that it's full of mist. It's a light mist, like a sea, like a fog at sea, something like that. This mist reveals the beam of light, converting it from something that simply carries the information across the room to the wall, converting it into a palpable, three-dimensional, volumetric object. The object is essentially made of planes of light, curving planes of light, which are monumental in scale, actually, and they completely enfold or incorporate a number of spectators. And you, in order to look at this object, you look at it much as you would look at sculpture, which is to say that you move slowly around the space, engaging the form, seeing what it's like on the inside, looking at it from the left, from the right, from below, above, and so on. And it changes as you move. This, of course, is the nature of a sculptural experience. A film or a movie or a video which you see projected on the wall, you watch it. You watch it unfold, and your body is not really needed in that process. With sculptural objects, on the other hand, you need to move around the space yourself, and in order to discover what's there and to understand it. So, in some ways, you could say that my work, my installations, occupy some kind of space exactly between cinema on the one hand, sculpture on the other. And that kind of grey area between the two, for me, is a very productive one. Now, the structure of You and I Horizontal, I'd like to talk about that a little bit. It has a cyclical structure, which is to say that the forms change and mutate over a very particular period of time. It's a 50-minute cycle, and every 50 minutes the same structure repeats itself. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about the structure of the film, which is extremely precise, actually. And in order to talk about it, I'm going to pretend that what we're actually talking about is a projected line drawing, an animated line drawing on the wall. This makes it much easier to describe the structure. The building blocks are very simple. You'll see on the wall, you'll see an elliptical form, which at times forms a complete ellipse. And you'll also see what I call a travelling wave, which is a waving line that passes very slowly through the frame of the image frame from left to right. This travelling wave is bisected in turn by a floating straight line, a straight line that moves up and down and changes angle. So on the one hand, so we have, let's call them two building blocks. We have an ellipse on the one hand, we have a travelling wave bisected by the floating line on the other. Now, one of these two building blocks is always in the process of eclipsing the other. Eclipsing, in other words, it covers over and replaces the other with itself. So sometimes you'll see the elliptical form very gradually encroaching on the travelling wave and replacing it. At other times you'll see it's the travelling wave that's encroaching on the elliptical form and replacing that. Now, this process of one form eclipsing the other happens six times. There are three times the elliptical form replaces the travelling wave, and three times the travelling wave replaces the elliptical form. And then during each of these movements, there are also different combinations of relative speed. So what we actually arrive at is the piece is actually made up of one 50-minute cycle, which is divided into six very precise, very different parts, each part lasting about 7.5 minutes. But when I started this description, I said I am giving a description of the drawing. I'm talking about the two-dimensional drawing, because it's easier to do it that way. And I'm also giving a cinematic description, what you would see, in other words, if you just watched the projected line drawing. But in fact, of course, as I said earlier, this is actually a sculptural object that occupies three-dimensional space. It's a huge volumetric form. And if you turn around with your back to the line drawing on the wall and you're actually engaging the three-dimensional object, then you don't really see those different parts that I've described, the ellipse eclipsing the travelling wave and so on. You don't really see that. What you actually experience is always a single form. But that single form is also always in the process of, what shall we say, mutating. Very, very, very slowly mutating. The motion is so slow that you don't always notice that it is changing, but after you've been there for 2 or 3 minutes, you can't fail to notice that everything you're looking at has altered. And that brings me to my final point, I think, which is about slowness. This entire form changes very slowly, and there's a very particular reason for that. I've noticed that when you look at a movie or an animation, we're very used to things changing very quickly, to fast cutting. We're very accustomed to it, and we find it very easy to follow and understand. But if you're looking at a three-dimensional object in space, particularly one made of light, and it simply cuts and changes and moves very fast, assuming we can understand what on earth is going on, which we may not be able to understand, but assuming we can, what we're going to do is to just stay completely rooted to the spot and just watch the changes until we can figure out what's going on. Well, that isn't sculptural behavior. Sculptural behavior is when your body feels completely comfortable to move around an object in order to understand it. And so I found by making the motion very slow, it leaves you, as a spectator, in the position of being the fastest object in the room. And this business of being the fastest object in the room is very important in order to feel comfortable in the process of exploring what's actually going on.